Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
405 says, Dawson, could you please tell Greg thank you for that breaking news report? You betcha. Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome.
It's a tremendous read of Tom Pelissero's tweet. About 30 minutes ago, we found out Dan Quinn is staying with the Cowboys, and we've been reacting to that. Segment here is brought to you by Wind Nation. Here's Wooly Bully with his top 10.
Thank you very much. It's National Spouse Day. Give some love to your spouse out there.
Dude, that's crazy. I'm not even joking. I didn't know it was this until you just teased the segment.
I don't think a lot of people did.
And I did something that is relatively out of character. And on my way into work today, I did call my wife just to randomly tell her how much I loved her. So there must be something in the air today, dude.
There you go. That's fantastic. I love that.
If I would have did that, my old lady would have showed up in the parking lot just to see if I'm at work.
Yeah. Something's up.
I want to see if you really here.
I don't know what came over me today, but I guess tis the season, Wolchuk.
Tis the season, my friend. We will get to that in just a moment. I did have some NFL news for you. We did have the Jets hiring former Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett as their new offensive coordinator.
He's such a hack.
Now I
that
do.
That is ridiculous that they would do this.
I know. I do have this for you.
Has he ever been good?
Outside of, having Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback, no. He's got two of the worst seasons as an offensive coordinator out of the last 10 years.
Outstanding.
Yeah. So we'll see if this ends up being a good hire or not for the Jets.
But even when he had Rodgers, he wasn't the... he wasn't the play caller. Still, it was still a floor.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll hope that that can end up working out.
At least he knows what the strengths of Rodgers are if they trade for him, right? Is that the way it could make sense? Yeah, like, I know the blueprint for getting the most out of Rodgers.
Yeah.
That's good for me. I don't need to see anything else on the resume if we can get Aaron Rodgers.
If that's the big if, and that's the big if that the Broncos swung on last offseason. That certainly didn't work. I mean, we've seen this before. If you're the Jets and... like, wouldn't you want to know? I mean, maybe they already know that they're getting Rodgers, but it's like, how could you commit to Hackett without knowing for sure?
Yeah, I mean, it's the second time around that people thinking getting Hackett would get you Rodgers.
Correct, yeah. And the Broncos swung and missed on that one.
Well, the Jets have had success once before trading for that Packers quarterback.
Did they really have success?
For a year. Well, I mean, I guess technically the team didn't have success, no.
But isn't
that... they got him. They got the guy.
Isn't that when Favre sent the picks? Wasn't he with the Jets at that point?
Yes, he did send the picks. Yeah. He did send the picks.
Oof. Those cracks, man.
The Commanders are requesting to speak with now 49ers assistant coach Anthony Lynn for their offensive coordinator position.
Wait, who's asking?
The Commanders.
Oh, that would be gold.
For what position? The OC?
Their OC spot.
Former Chargers head coach, right?
Yeah. Yes, former Chargers head coach.
They fired Scott for Turner. Just botching
quality clock management situation there.
Yeah, and he's a huge proponent of running the ball for 1 yard on first and second down. Huge fan of that. Yeah.
He likes doing things. I don't know, maybe they just think working with Kyle Shanahan and being in San Francisco will change you. Yeah. We'll see if that works out for them. Joe Burrow is giving the Chiefs some love, and maybe this is just, hey, I'm going to butter them up before I go play them and whoop their ass. I don't know.
He's got to make up for the Burrowhead bulletin board material that's going around.
He's living rent-free in the Chiefs' heads, that's for sure. But he's saying the Chiefs are still the team to beat heading into this matchup. So, to me, they're still the team to beat, and we're coming for them. But we know it's going to be tough, it's going to be hard-fought, and we know the kind of players they have on that side, says Joe Burrow. He's saying all the right things. You know, he's not giving him bulletin board material.
Yeah, but he, you know what he's doing. He just said 5 days ago he's not the underdog to anybody.
Damn right.
You know?
Now he's coming back and saying this.
Yeah, this is just him being the perfect quarterback when it comes to managing, being cool, but being respectful at the same time.
He was also heard on NFL Films mic'd up over the weekend after throwing a touchdown pass versus the Bills, calling himself him. He told his teammates, I'm him, while he celebrated off the field after a touchdown pass.
It's the new
thing. Okay. So the confidence is sky high there, as it should be. Every reason to believe that. While the Chiefs are going a little different route with that because their linebacker, Willie Gay, when asked what impresses him about the Bengals' offense, quote, nothing, end quote.
Wow.
I do like that. And my gosh, maybe the league leader in traps. I haven't seen all the traps on NFL players this year, but seeing the video of Willie Gay inside that locker room, that guy is shrugging a brick house.
Yeah. He gets the Takeo Spikes Award.
Yeah, dude.
Best traps in the
really
NFL.
Does.
No neck.
Yeah.
Just traps.
Looks like a pyramid up there going to the top of the head.
Holy smokes the traps on that guy.
Pretty impressive.
Deebo Samuel, by the way, is giving no love to how loud it's going to be in Philadelphia. He's like, nobody's louder than our home crowd. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, he's going to regret that one, dude.
Well, yeah, they're going to turn up.
Yeah. That one.
Trevor did last week. He was saying the same thing going into Arrowhead. Well, Burrowhead, I should say.
Yeah.
But
get it right.
Now Deebo.
You get that. You start playing well in Philadelphia, they'll turn on their guys. That's the thing about it is, the whole thing about Philadelphia, the crowd in Philadelphia, great. But you find a way to get them, you know, they don't play well against you. You get into a bad start, they'll leave. They'll turn on them. They'll do all kinds of things.
He gets bitter.
Yeah.
The emotional intelligence is not something the Philly sports fan is known for.
Aaron Rodgers said he's not going to have any animosity if the Packers decide to trade him, but he did say, I've always dreamed as retiring as a Green Bay Packer.
Well, then do it.
Right?
Then do it.
Don't speak out of both sides of your mouth.
Yeah. You know, I mean, okay.
Be honest how you feel, Aaron.
You know, if you stay, you're going to get $50 million, you know, or they're going to try and negotiate that down. Yeah. So, you know, if you feel that way about being, if you saw what happened to Brett Favre, you know, he's probably thinking if I go away, you know, they'll have me back. They'll retire my number. You know, I'll get to wave to the crowd and they'll have my name on the side of the stadium.
Did he say Favre?
Just Favre, right?
Not I said B Favre. Favre.
Yeah, not Favre. The whole thing.
Did two Favre mentions in a segment equal one Brett Favre?
Oh, well, that sure does.
You went out of your way. You went out of your freaking way.
I was just trying to do math.
You bleeped me there. And not the good kind.
It's National Spouse Day, and I know how much you love this, honey.
Mama gave me 8 of them flapjacks. I said, Mama, take away 5 of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, just retire.
And on that note,
let's
slide in to our top 10 listed 420, which is the top 10 TV lovers of all time.
Ooh, lovers.
Which is really couples that are lovers. Because they did make love. You guys have a favorite TV couple?
Yes. The Bradys. Yeah.
Mike Brady. Isn't it? What was her name? Mike and...
Pam. No, I don't know. I'll look at it. It's on the list.
Sherry.
Carol.
Carol.
Of course it's Carol.
It's Carol.
Carol.
I'm a big Doug Heffernan.
He was like a work-at-home architect guy. If you saw the outside of their home, it's like you need to do some work on your own home, bro.
Wow. Shots fired at the Bradys and their humble abode.
I'm surprised you haven't got a tour of the Brady Bunch house. Can't you do that still?
Probably out there in California somewhere,
you can.
Right? They might have already tore it down. Mike Brady needed.
I think it's still up.
Is it?
Yeah.
They needed to do some work. Mike needed to just,
It's like 1,200 square feet and cost $3 million in L.A.
Yeah. This guy's on one today.
Oh, brought us. He's in.
No, I'm just saying.
I love it.
He's in a skin.
I would get him a Snickers, but the vending machine's not working up here.
Feeling good, boys. Feeling good.
Well, you're on fire in my book.
No, you're in your bag today.
Yeah.
I'm going Doug Heffernan, Carrie Heffernan.
Okay, the Heffernans.
And Red and Kitty.
Red and Kitty's
great. The Foremans.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they were good. Tony Soprano and what was the mom's name?
Oh, I should know this. I hate myself.
Carm? Yeah, it was a power couple.
Carm.
Yeah,
they fought a lot.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Well, understandably so, right? At every
love,
turn,
though.
He was shagging
was
somebody.
Carmelo Soprano. Carmelo, they stayed together. Yeah, Carmelo. Yeah. Even through the whole Furio deal, you know, had to cap him.
Oh, yeah, Furio. Yeah, she was into
he
that.
Giselle could have learned something from
her. What if
he
had pushed Tony into the propeller?
Ooh, are we doing spoiler alerts?
That show's been around for a million years.
I was more into the psychiatrist.
Probably should have.
Man, she became.
Furio had potential.
Yeah, L.A., where are you going?
Martin and Gina. Let's see. Ralph and Alice.
Oh, the Cramdons.
Yeah, he used to threaten every night.
The Honeymooners.
Okay. Yeah, to the moon, Alice.
Amazing, a show from one room. The whole show was in one room.
George and Wheezy.
The Jeffersons.
And Lucy and Desi, which is a really good documentary on Amazon. Really good documentary.
Love it. All right, we got a lot of texts for Jim and Pam. Oh, Hank and Peggy Hill. That's great. I do love that. We've got Walter White and Skylar. God, Skylar was just a bee, man.
Horrible person.
I can't give love to Skylar.
Is she the most
She straight up cheated on him. He had cancer.
Yeah, that was a bad deal.
I mean, there's the gal in the Ozarks who's bad, too.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, Wendy.
But at least she is brilliant.
Pretty gangster, too.
Like, she is brilliant pretty gangster.
She got very gangster.
Yeah, but Wendy wanted to wear the pants.
Way better.
She's contributing.
Better
at least.
Than Skylar, though. Yeah, at least she's bringing something to the table.
Yeah,
here.
But she got caught on tape doing something. And
she was
always having to live that down.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Let's wait. We do have love for Corey.
It's been a while.
I knew when she came around the corner and she had a thing in her hand.
Got caught on tape.
We do have somebody that's watching Sopranos for the first time now. We've got...
Where you been?
Peter and Lois.
Alan Peg Bundy. That's an honorable mention. They just missed the list. They were number 11. And Coach Taylor and Tammy from Friday Night Lights also just missed the list. But they got
made that one up
as well. Are you kidding me?
You just made that one up.
No, they're fantastic. And if you don't give love to Tammy Taylor from Friday Night Lights, you're a schmuck, sir. Talk about MILF City. She should be on MILF Manor.
Woo! Yeah, talk about MILFaroni Pizza.
Also an honorable mention, Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky.
Oh, yeah. Can I do an Uncle Phil and Lucille from Fresh Prince? Uncle Phil and Lucille.
My man.
That's a good job.
Number 10 on the list.
Fred and Wilma Flintstone.
Philip and Vivian.
Ooh.
From the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the Flintstones should be on there. Maybe we can get the Jeffersons, the cartoons.
We said the Jeffersons.
Yeah, but the real life Jeffersons, not the cartoon Jeffersons.
Huh?
Oh, we went for the Jeffersons, the show.
The
cartoon.
Yeah,
there's just cartoon Jeffersons?
There was a cartoon Jeffersons.
With the Spacely Sprockets people.
Oh, the Jetsons.
The Jetsons.
Mr. Spacely.
The Jetsons.
I was confused myself.
Yeah. Number 9 is Carl and Harriet from Family Matters.
Oh, yeah, good couple.
Carl!
Carl!
She didn't have a very good voice.
Yeah, she had an awful voice.
Smoker, for
Make
sure.
Make love to me, Carl.
Number 8, we have Homer and Marge from The Simpsons.
Yeah, another strong, man.
Very unique voice.
Yeah, what they're doing with Marge Simpson on the internet, they need to stop.
Yes, they do.
They need to stop. I've never seen that episode. Y'all need to chill out.
Man. I haven't either. And it's,
wow.
They do the same thing with
Lois.
Yeah. And when they bring Meg in there,
you prefer when they bring Chris into the situation.
All of it needs to stop. All of it needs to stop now. Number 7 is Jim and Pam from The Office.
Yep.
People That's do love Jim and Pam. Story.
I heard that was toxic. Is that not?
I think it was toxic.
Okay.
Like, Jim is kind of waiting in the wings while Pam is already engaged. Yeah. Yeah. It is kind of a strange situation.
Everybody's worst nightmare is
I got to go back and watch that. I haven't seen it.
But Jim is lovable. Number 6 is Mike and Carol, the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Got to love them. Number 5.
Why am I thinking about the Seifers? Who are the Seifers?
Yeah, that was the Boner's Neighbors.
Yeah, Growing Pains.
Yeah, Growing Pains.
Yes, Growing
That's
Pains.
That's right, Boner's Neighbors.
And you also had Leonardo DiCaprio was in that as a youngster.
Yep.
Yes, he was. Number 5, we've got George and Luis from the Jeffersons.
There you go.
Number 4, Ross and Rachel.
Or was
friends.
It the Jetsons? Rachel.
Yeah, Ross and Rachel from Friends. Gotta love those.
It's got a lot to do with Rachel, doesn't it?
Perky things, yeah.
Whoa.
It's
not TD Tuesday, bro.
It always is in my
house.
But
Ross was a handsome gentleman.
Number 3 is Corey and Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
I missed that one. I know it's a big deal for you guys' generation. Yeah,
tell me if that was any good.
There was some crazy stuff that's come out recently about Mr. Feeny and how he lived his life off the off screen.
Are you kidding me?
With his lovely, lovely wife who's retelling the stories about their
not Feeny.
Their open relationship early on in their marriage Feeny? That they realized
Damn,
actually.
Is she clown chasing out here? What's she doing clown chasing?
Man. Yeah.
She's, they had an open relationship all. And they recovered from it?
Yeah, yeah.
They went back to...
They went back to closed after realizing that open can be a little bit troubling.
It. Like it was a wound.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
They survived.
Number two, we've got Kitty and Red Foreman from That 70s Show.
Okay, pretty good two.
Yeah, it's a hell of a two seed.
Number one, can't believe nobody said this yet.
I was going to... go ahead and say it, because I had one. I don't know if it's correct, though, but I'm going to...
Lucy and Ricky.
Yeah, I said that, bro.
I love Lucy. You said Lucy and Ricky?
No.
Yeah.
Thanks for paying attention.
It's a great, and I also said it was a great documentary on Amazon. It's okay. It's a lot going on.
So much going on. Eric doesn't shut the bleep up.
Yeah, I can't. I don't take it for first.
That's fine. Now he's sort of projecting a little bit.
Jefferson. Lashing out on my spouse. I'm glad to do that. It's National Spouse Day.
National Spouse Day.
420's falling apart a little bit.
I told y'all halfway hear me in here.
No, I acknowledge it. I did.
No, that's a great number one. It should be, right? They're the OG TV spouse.
Definitely.
They got to be. Kind of set the tone.
Yeah, they set the tone, bro.
They did.
I think you nailed it. Okay, thank you, Woolchuck.
Is everybody else just kind of sitting there wondering what, like, Jared Sandler's favorite TV spouse couple would be? Like, just randomly all of a sudden in their minds, or is that just me?
You know, I had that same thought for some reason. I can't quite put my
whichever one
on.
Alan Thicke was in. He looks like a good Alan Thicke fan right there. Yeah.
Rangers Hot Stove Show tonight, though. Speaking of those Rangers 7-8, you're going to have Sand to the Kit, right? Reggie and KG. Plus, Brock Burke and Taylor Hearn, a couple Rangers pitchers. Fan Bowl registration is open. You enter to win registration because it's been so popular in the past. We want to be fair to everybody. Go there, enter your name. You're probably going to win, and then you'll be there at Texas Live on February 4th. Big prizes on the line. I think 1,500 to the winner. Don't quote me on that, but I think 1,500 to the winner.
Like you said that yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, biggest surprises of the Cowboys season's coming up next in the G-Back Nation, but...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.